Bonjour à tous et bienvenue sur le podcast de ProfTeam. Aujourd'hui, nous apprendrons à conjuguer le premier groupe de verbes au présent. I said in the last podcast that we would learn the conjugations of French verbs. If you remember, I told us that we have three groups of French verbs, the ER, IR, and RE. The ER, ER, IR, ER, and RE, RE. Today, we'll learn more about the first group of verbs, ER, ER, and how to conjugate them in present tense. The first group of verbs are recognized by their endings, ER. For example, parler, chanter, travailler, partager, etc. This group of verbs is the simplest to conjugate and it has just one irregular verb. What do I mean by irregular verb? I explained in the last podcast that it is the type of verb that does not follow the regular way of conjugation adopted by the other verbs in the same group. Let's go straight to the conjugation in present tense. What is the present tense? The present tense is used to talk about what is going on or what is happening at the moment, what happens regularly, what is happening now. In English, there is more than one way to express the present tense. English people will say, I talk, I am talking, I do talk. However, in French, we use the same form. Also, note this, that English sometimes use the part of the verb to be, the verb être, to form the present tense of other verbs, e.g., I am talking. It is from the verb to be. In French, I am is je suis. So, if I don't say I am talking, it is wrong to say je suis parle. In French. In French, we don't use our être, that is the verb to be, this way. It is still the present tense that expresses this. Like I said, our present tense means I talk, I am talking, I do talk. So from the verb to talk is parler. So if I want to say I talk, I'll say je parle. I am talking, it remains je parle. I do talk, still remains je parle. Still the same thing. Let's conjugate parler to talk. Parler to talk. Parler is spelled, let me use the English alphabet, we have P-A-R-L-E-R. In French, P-A-R-L-E-R, to talk. We need our subject pronouns, and if you haven't learned it, listen to my previous podcast that I made on subject pronouns. So if I want to say I speak or I talk, I am speaking, I do speak, it remains je parle. Je parle toujours. I always talk. Je parle toujours. Tu parles. Tu parles. You speak, or you are speaking, or you do speak, or you talk, you are talking, you do talk. Il parle. He speaks. He is speaking, or he speaks. Elle parle. Nous parlons. Elle parle, she speaks. Nous parlons, we speak. Vous parlez, you speak. If you remember, vous is more formal. Tu is informal. Il parle, elle parle. Je parle. You realize that I'm not saying je parle. No. I have conjugated my verb and now the spelling is now different. Although most times the pronunciation of je to il, elle, singular, and il, elle, plural, often sound the same, but in writing they are very, very different. Je parle now is now spelled like P-A-R-L-E. You know the normal parler is P-A-R-L-E-R. So now for je, it will now be P-A-R-L-E. Je parle. For to parle, the spelling becomes something like P-A-R-L-E-S, P-A-R-L-E-S, parle. Il parle, singular masculine, becomes P-A-R-L-E, the same way we write the one for I, like I speak, je parle. To parle, that one ends with E-S, and then il parle, it ends with E, just like the one for I. She speaks, yeah, same thing. Elle parle, P-A-R-L-E. Nous parlons, nous parlons, nous parlons. That is spelled P-A-R-L-O-N-S. O-N-S is the only thing that marks the difference. You know, when you remove the E-R from parler, P-A-R-L-E-R, remove the E-R, we have P-A-R-L. So for nous, you just add O-N-S to the ending to form nous parlons. And then vous parlez, that will be E-Z. You just add E-Z to P-A-R-L. You know, I told you, you remove the E-R that marks the... That makes it in the infinitive form. Or let me say that makes it or retains the verb in its infinitive form. Just remove that er, and then to make vous parler, just add ez, and then il parle. That is masculine plural, like masculine plural. We have something like parlent, parlent, parlent. P-A-R-L-E-N-T. Elle parle. Feminine plural, we have P-A-R-L-E-N-T. Same thing with the one of the masculine plural, which means they speak, masculine, they speak, feminine. So we have tu parles, il parle, elle parle, nous parlons, vous parlez, il parle, elle parle. So you notice that the only pronunciation that's actually different is the one for nous and vous. You also know that the ER that ends with the parler is no longer there. Just the stem is now used with like new endings and terminations depending on the subject pronoun. So if you want to conjugate any first group of verb, any verb that ends with ER, except the one that is not regular, which I'm still going to talk about later in this podcast. So anytime you want to conjugate any first group of verb ER, just remove the ER at the end of the verb, like parler. Just remove the ER. We have only P-A-R-L. So when you now want to use it with the subject pronoun I, which is je, you add only E after it. Only letter E. Lettre E. Lettre E. And then for tu, which is you, in the informal sense, you add only E-S. 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 So we have tu parles. To parle. And then for il, masculine singular, il, you just add only e, letter e, letter e. So we have il parle, p-a-r-l-e, p-a-r-l-e. And then elle parle, she speaks, in the feminine singular form, we have p-a-r-l-e. Just add only e to that too. So the one we have for the masculine is the one we also for the one we have for the I, that is singular I, je, je parle, like the kind of termination we have for je is the one we have for il, elle in the singular form, masculine and plural, masculine and feminine. And then for nous, you just remove only the er, just like you have done to the others, and then you add ons, 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 ons. And then for vous, you add only EZ after removing the ER. You add only EZ. So, nous parlons. ONS is added. Vous parlez. EZ is added. So, we have something like P-A-R-L-O-N-S for nous parlons. Then P-A-R-L-E-Z for parler. EZ. And then for masculine plural, il, we have parle, which is spelled P-A-R-L-E-N-T. E-N-T. So E-N-T is the only thing that is added. E-N-T. So with that E-N-T, it marks the plurality in the sentence. And then the same thing too is applied for the feminine plural too. Elle parle. The pronunciation sounds the same, but when we write it down, it is totally different. So now that you know that anytime you have any first group of verb that ends with ER, to conjugate them according to the subject pronoun, you first remove the ER at the end of each verb. Then you add E for je, you add ES for tu, you add E for il, that is singular masculine, you add E also for singular feminine. Then you add ONS for nous, you add EZ for vous, you add ENT for masculine plural, and then you add ENT for feminine plural. So these endings can be used for all ER verb, except the one that I'm going to teach us later, which is the only irregular verb in this first group. Let's take another ER verb, donner. Donner. Donner means to give. It is spelled D-O-N-N-E-R. D-O-N-N-E-R. Donner, to give. So now, let's try conjugating donner together. Like I said, we have to remove ER, which is the last two letters in that donner. We have to remove them. So let's remove them. So we are left with D-O-N-N. D-E-N-N. So if I want to say I give, it is going to be what? Yes, je donne. Je donne. Je donne. The spelling of that donne becomes what? D-O-N-N-E. Very good. D-E-N-N-E. You give to donne. We said to donne. So the spelling becomes what? D-E-N-N-E-S. E-S. D-O-N-N-E-S. To donne. And then il donne. He gives. That is D-O-N-N-E. The same thing we use for I. And then she gives. That is what? D-O-N-N-E. Very good. Then vous donnez, that is you give, the former one. What are we adding? Yes, E-Z. We are adding E-Z. So we have D-O-N-N-E-Z. D-E-N-N-E-Z. And then nous. Yes, for nous, what do we do? We are adding what? Yes, we are adding O-N-S. So we have nous donnons. Nous donnons. D-O-N-N-O-N-S. D-E-N-N-E-N-S. Nous donnons. And then il donne, masculine plural, we have what? Yes, we are only adding E-N-T. So we have D-O-N-N-E-N-T. D-E-N-N-E-N-T. For the feminine plural, we have the same thing. Done. We are adding only E-N-T. So we have D-O-N-N-E-N-T. So just memorize that termination, like the endings that it is expected that every first group of verb is expected to have when we are conjugating them in the present tense. So for Joe, we have E. For two, we have E-S. For il, it is E. For L, it is E. For vous, it is E-Z. For nous, it is O-N-S. For il, that is the plural masculine, it is E-N-T. And then for the feminine plural too, that is E-N-T. If you know this, you are good to go with any conjugation of the first group of verb. Once you see the verb, you can trash it down in the present tense, you can conjugate it in the present tense without errors. Now, I told us that we have the irregular form of the ER verb, and then it is only one that is irregular in this group, and that is the verb aller. Aller, to go. Aller is to go. So, if I want to say I go, I am going, I do go, that is je vais. Can you see it is nothing like j'al or j'al? No, it is je vais, so that is why it is irregular. Je vais, je vais, I go, je vais. The ver is pronounced v-a-i-s. So just for that aller that is spelled a-l-l-e-r-a-l-l-e-r now becomes ver, v-a-i-s, when we conjugate it with je. Can you see it doesn't relate anyhow, but that's French for you. That's how the regulars can be. You don't follow the normal conjugation of other types of verb in that same group. So, I go becomes je vais. Je vais. I go to church. Je vais à l'église. I go to school. Je vais à l'école. Je vais. Then, you go. You go becomes tu va. Tu va. The va is pronounced V-A-S. V-A-S. Tu va. Il va. That is singular masculine, becomes V-A, va, V-A, V-A. Then L-Val also becomes V-A, va, V-A, V-A. Then nous allons, can you now see, nous allons, it's not like nous venons or nous venons, like no, it becomes nous allons. It's so irregular compared to other ways, other verbs have been conjugated. Nous allons. I think this one actually goes with the normal way we conjugate other verbs in nous and vous. Because now, we are now taking the stem of A-L-L, then we are adding O-N-S. But we didn't follow the same format for je, tu, il, and L. So we have nous allons anyways. We have nous allons, and it is spelled A-L-L-O-N-S. A-L-L-O-N-S. Then vous allez, we add E-Z. A-L-L-E-Z. A-L-L-E-Z. vous allez, that is you go for the former one, and then il vont, like they go, masculine plural, il vont, can you see, does them go, like, so irregular anyway, but that's French. Ils vont, we have V-O-N-T, V-O-N-T, ils vont, and then elles vont, feminine plural, we have V-O-N-T, V-O-N-T. So we have je vais, I go, tu vas, you go, il va, he goes, elle va, she goes, nous allons, we go, vous allez, you go, ils vont, they go, elles vont, they go, masculine, feminine plural. Can you see? It is very, very simple, and this is the only exception we have that does not follow the normal one. That is the only irregular verb we have in the first group of verb. You notice that the conjugation does not follow the other forms. That is why it is irregular. So for the other group of verbs that we have also, they have their irregular forms, and which we would learn in the next podcast. Therefore, master determinations of the conjugation of this first group of verb, ER. With that, you can conjugate any first group of verb, except aller, which I told us that is the exception we have in this group. Also, you can read more on them, like read more on the conjugation of the first group of verb, and then learn as many ER verbs you can learn. Learn as many, because you need them in everyday conversation, whatever you want to talk about, you definitely need them. And then you use them to construct sentences. You know, there are times where you just learn the French verb and then you easily forget it. Then you see it again and you're like, I've never seen this verb before. But then you've seen it, but because you've not used them in constructing sentences, so there is a probability that you forget. So when you meet new verbs, try to use them in conversations. And then when you know a particular verb, you can also learn the synonym of the verb also, that it's also in ER form if it exists. Just learn as many verbs as you can that belongs to the first group of verb. Conjugate them, use them in sentences and all. Thanks for taking your time to listen to this podcast. It is lengthy, but yeah, it is essential that you understand how to conjugate the first group of verb in the present tense. So don't forget to share this podcast to those who might need them. Thanks for taking your time. A plus tard.